You're listening to Susie Radio with myself, Christine, and today I'm talking to punk rocker Vicky, aka PP Ramona. How are you, Vicky? Thanks for talking to me.
Hi, no problem.
Well, the reason I'm talking to you is quite timely because you're playing at Guildfest very, very shortly. You're on the Viva La Rock stage.
Yeah, we played Guildfest, the last one in 2012. It was really good, such a good crowd. I think, I'm a bit biased, but the Viva La Rock tent is usually the best lineup, I think.
It is for us rockers, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you are, for those people who don't know, you are a Ramones tribute band. You're the UK's only girl tribute to the Ramones. I find this quite interesting because obviously the Ramones were all blokies. Do you sometimes get a bit of stick? People say, hang on, but you're all girls. What are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, we thought that would happen when we started doing it. But it's never been like that, and because we're also a tribute band, and we also thought we'd get the old, you know, why don't you just write your own songs, do a tribute kind of thing, being all girls. I think because we are girls and it is different, and we can't literally be the Ramones because we're not bloke, that's what is the selling point in a way. People are intrigued and they like to see girls performing. I mean, when we started, there wasn't that many girls kind of playing instruments, and so it's quite hard to form the band. It used to have a revolving lineup of different girls because obviously the girls that were involved were quite in demand and playing in a lot of other bands.
Yeah.
We decided to set on a solid lineup when we'd all got together, and it's been like that ever since, really.
Yeah, no, that's good. The Ramones are cult, aren't they? I mean, they were just such a timelessly brilliant band, and I think that's why. And it is a bit unique as well. And you've all got your pseudonyms as well, which I quite like, because your pseudonym from Dee Dee Ramone is PP.
That's really the short straw there.
Yeah, PP. Because people who don't know about Dee Dee were thinking, why the hell is she calling it? But so I thought, just, you know, run that past people.
Funny, yeah, because people do come up to me and say, PP, ha, ha, ha. And yeah. I think, do you get it or do you not?
Yeah, so you're thinking, you really don't know, you really don't get it, do you? So yeah, do you think that helps though with your kind of on stage performance, that you think, yeah, now I'm the Ramona? Because the Ramones, obviously that wasn't their real surname, they just chose the Ramones, they all called themselves the Ramones, so you're all the Ramonas, and that probably so we just help.
Yeah, it does help with the being in character, so to speak. I mean, even outside of shows we do call each other the name. It just becomes habit, and it is quite funny as well.
I was wondering that, because of course we've got Lisa, who's Chloe, Hannah, who's Ronnie, remind
me. Yeah.
And then you,
Vicky. Sometimes between us, when we're texting or emailing, we refer to each other as our stage names rather than our
actual names. Well, why not? That's good. It shows you're like really in with it.
Especially when we're talking about Ramones things. And I quite often refer to them as the stage names.
Yeah. Well, that's nice. That's a good Sicily rock thing to do, I reckon. I was thinking as well, the Ramones songs are renowned for being very short and very punchy, very fast. And well, punk is very fast. Do you find sometimes that really exhausting because you're having to go into the next and the next and the next like, very quickly, and you've got to keep that kind of energy up really quickly?
Yeah. I mean, in the early days of it was really intense, like learning all the songs.
Yeah.
Because they're all kind of the very similar, and you can easily get mixed up. We do now. We often start a song and you'll be thinking it's a different one.
There is that to it.
Something. But just for me as a performer, I think it's really good that it's fast and intense, and what bang, 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 one after the other, because it keeps you on your toes. And I think people are being entertained at the same time, and that's
of course. Yeah, it just holds your attention, and sometimes I just get a bit bored with music, but I think music like that, I'm into rock myself, but it just, yeah, it keeps your attention. It's just fast and intense the whole time. Blitzkrieg, that was their first single, I think. Never charted, but that's one that people remember. That's very fast. And then you've got Sheila is a Punk Rocker. That's the one that sticks out in people's minds. And that was, apart from the cover, Baby I Love You, that was their highest UK single. It got to number 22. Now, what do you find people react to most? I would have thought that is one of the songs that people really do.
Well, Sheena's a good one for us because we usually play it late on in the set in the encore.
Yeah.
Sheena is a punk rocker. We normally get all our Sheenas up on stage. So any girls in the audience, we invite them on the stage.
Okay.
To join us. So that's always one that people are like, oh, are you going to play Sheena?
Yeah.
It was obviously one of the most well-known.
Mm.
So that one gets a good response. But obviously with this, we've found that we've picked up quite a lot of hardcore Ramones fans. So even some of the later stuff like Warthog and Poison Heart, Pet Sematary, some of the later tracks, people are like, oh, you're going to play that? You know, so it's hard to please everyone because some people will only know the singles.
Yes, of course they will.
And all the obscure B-sides and things.
Yeah, but they were great as well. They didn't chart or hardly charted at all, but still, that, as I say, because they're a cult band and they had such a massive influence on the punk scene anyway, going to be good. So, yeah, and I gather as well, for the future, obviously you've brought up quite a following with you now, and I gather you're going to do a bit of recording of some of the Ramones songs in the future and a few collaborations on the way, and also you are going to do some of your own stuff at some point.
Yeah, we are. I mean, we were just going to stick to just doing a few live shows, but obviously we've got quite a lot of attention on Facebook at the moment, and a lot of people are asking, when are you releasing a CD, you know, when are you going to be playing in Mexico, and when are you coming to the States and this. So we are looking to kind of do a lot more stuff, and we've talked about recording, and because we feel as part of the punk scene, we like to collaborate, and we are, you know, a huge family really.
Yeah.
On the punk scene, and there's a lot of young punk bands up and coming, in, especially in the Brighton area where I live, that we thought we'd try and collaborate with them. It's really in the early stages, but hopefully we're going to be working with Made of Ace and AMI and possibly UK Subs as well, featuring them. We might even give Richie a call and see if he's up for bringing us as well. But we'll see what happens, but that's what we're planning to do, yeah.
No, that's good. You're going to keep on keeping on. Richie Ramone, so tell me about the time that he kind of got up on stage and joined in with you.
That was a dream come true for us, really.
Yeah.
It was really random. It happened really quickly because I think it was like a week before he was going to be in the UK or Ireland. He emailed our drummer and got in touch to say, if you got any shows, I'd like to come and join you on stage. And we didn't have any shows that week. That was the only week we didn't have any shows booked. So we quickly arranged one.
Of course. Yes, you would.
I was in Camden and did a show with him, yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. So he contacted you, which is really nice, isn't it?
Yeah, which was, it was a complete shock. Yeah, we didn't expect that, but that was really cool. It'd be cool to do that again.
Lovely. Yeah, so I see you've got the pictures up there on your website and everything. So, yeah, just one of these moments. Sometimes you just have to grab these moments in time and go for it, and it's just something you'll never forget. I remember I did meet D.D. Ramone in Brighton many, many years ago before he died. I got a photograph with him, and he signed his book, Poison Heart, Surviving the Ramones, for me, and that is... Because they are such a cult band, I just, you know, I will remember that, and you'll just always remember that, won't you?
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, yeah. Got to have the picture framed on the wall.
Got to have those. Well, that is brilliant. So you're at Guildfest on the Sunday on the Viva La Rock stage, and you're just before the Skints and the Ruts DC, aren't you? So
that's right. We're playing at 6:55, I think.
6:55. Okay, well, I'll...
30-minute set.
Oh, brilliant. I will be there. I was at the 2012, but there's so many people to see. I didn't get to see you last time, but I'll make a point of seeing you this time. I look forward to meeting you then. And thanks for taking the time out to have a chat.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.